This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight! Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. Folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast. We want to welcome you all.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 467 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, it's our first show of 2023, and we're here to celebrate the new year. But before we can really do that, we need to review 2022. Now, a couple shows ago, we kind of did a show about 2022, the things we had our best thoughts about and our memories. This week, however, we're going to go into a list and break down all the different events that happened in 2022. Well, at least all the big ones that happen. We're mostly going to do Walt Disney World. There's a couple Disneyland things in there too. And we're going to hit some of the movies, some of the shows and things like that that came out over the year that were pretty cool also. For the second half of the show, we're going to give you the highlights of 2023 and what we're expecting. Now, to take care of all of that information, I've got a full boat tonight to help me out. Starting out is Melissa. Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
Hey, everyone. Super excited to talk about 2023 and all the things we're looking forward to.
Yeah, we're glad to have you with us. Along with Melissa, we have Morgan. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, guys. It's 2023. I've still got my hat and my sparklers. Let's do this.
Hopefully that sparkler is going to last a little while. And it's a year in review show, so you know Sam's going to be here. Hey, Sam, how's it going?
I missed you guys, man. Happy New Year. It's just been busy, a lot of personal things going on, but I'm glad to be back, glad to be with my nerd friends and hanging out with everybody, talking about last year, next year, another year. Oh, wow.
Oh, it's great. It's great stuff. Thinking back on it, it seems like 2022 was a long, long year, but that's kind of odd saying after two COVID years before that.
That's right.
So what we're going to do is we'll go month by month and go over some of the big happenings down in Walt Disney World and, like I said, some things in Disneyland. But really quick before we do that, I wanted to wish everybody a Happy New Year out there and thank you for coming back and listening to the show. We have a great 2023 plan, so we're looking forward to having you come along with us.
It's a big 2023 because it's also the year of our 10th anniversary. How cool is that?
10 years for the nerds, 100 years for Disney. Wait a minute. Wow.
Those numbers. Yeah, we're going to have to definitely do some math here.
Wait a minute. I'm out of school. Where's my calculator? I don't have to do real math anymore. Come on now. I thought that's what happened when I stopped going to school.
Yeah, so 2023 is going to be fun. But before we get there, let's talk 2022. And last January 2022, well, Walt Disney World was kind of a barren place. No, I guess we can't go that far. But they were still having a lot of closings due to the COVID pandemic that had gone on. But January, there were some openings and some actually kind of getting back to normal situations.
Yeah,
and
I think we got used to that COVID protocol. We got used to some of those things. It was so nice to see that stuff lifted and things get back to normal, which I know you're going to talk to.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And a lot of the things have stuck around, unfortunately, but some things kept going away. Now, what was cool is that the character appearances started coming back. Now, through COVID and through all the pandemic, we had characters that were basically showing up 30, 40 yards away from us and waving and saying hello and everything like that. No real character meet and greets were there. So these characters
were on a second floor, which was cool depending on the characters. Like I know Galaxy's Edge, they had Like Chewie and a stormtrooper would be on the second floor above the pod racers. And there was, and I always forget her name, has the blue hair. That's, you can only see in Galaxy's Edge. I remember one part where she's like,
oh, Vi.
Vi, yes. She's stealing a case while the stormtrooper's back is turned. And it's like, it kept you engaged to watch instead of just randomly, okay, there's Chewie. Now I'm going to go get my blue milk. So. Sure.
And it was, there was part of it was due to COVID and part of it was due to the employment issues when we came back from COVID. So Disney is continuing to ramp up and January 2022 saw some of those things start to happen for real. And it was definitely making the whole year look better. Another one of those things was the Indiana Jones experience. The show was back too, which that had been closed for a while. And that was really cool news because there's a lot of people in that cast.
Yeah, and I think I felt like some people were waiting for the announcement that it was just going to close because right. There's always been that rumor. So I'm glad that it didn't close.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's definitely around for a while. And every show I went to this year, it was packed. It was packed to the point that one show I was literally standing on the very, very back pathways wall that separates it from like the woods behind. And the cast members, it was totally acceptable to do that.
Wow. That's saying a lot.
Well, and not to jump to 2023, but I don't think Indiana Jones is going anywhere as we're getting a new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, this year. Right. And yeah. It looks it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope
You jumped ahead in the list. I saw that guy at Expo come out and talk about that new movie, by the way, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, great.
That guy. Okay.
And another thing that happened in January, and I know I wasn't going to say a lot of these previews and things like that, but we did get a first look at the Star Wars hotel, the Halcyon Hotel. So we did see some pictures from that, and they were going to have some more stuff as the year went on. So that was pretty cool.
Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, the Halcyon.
Yeah, and everybody had some great high hopes for that. At this time of the year, though, we hadn't found out how much it was going to cost to stay there yet.
Yeah.
So we all thought we could
get on that ship.
Yeah, we thought. And you'll see in the breakdown when that kind of crashed.
January was very hopeful.
Sure, it was. It was indeed. Now January is pretty much of a tame month. It came off the holidays, and that's pretty much all I had for January. Moving on to February. February, we had the Festival of Fantasy Parade come back. We had the Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair also coming back. But that's all I have for February. So I didn't see anything much more for that.
Those were two big additions, though, to the Magic Kingdom. Two huge entertainment offerings that had been missing. I mean, going to Magic Kingdom without the parade and without a stage show, it's like going there without a train. Oh, wait, I jumped ahead. But anyway, it adds hours of activities for families. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, very true.
How can you not wait to hear somebody say, what time is the 3 o'clock parade?
Right.
Like, you know, how can I not hear that in Magic Kingdom? And you didn't when it opened back up until that February.
Right. And I think it was at 2:30 when I saw it, but that's okay.
I just feel like 3 o'clock was the standard for like years.
That's the running joke. That's the t-shirt. Let's put it that way.
Well, and honestly, as a college program alumni, I can tell you that one of the guys across the hall from me was a janitor and legitimately got asked what time is the 3 o'clock parade. So it's not just a joke. It has really happened.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
I do want to say, Ed, that's not the only thing that happened in February. Okay. I got three words.
Hey,
Figment, popcorn, bucket.
That's amazing how that's a news event. That has become a news event.
Yeah,
that news event has made it so that at the end of 2022, you needed to get a virtual pass to pick up the newest popcorn buckets they came out with.
Yep,
and it worked so easy. It was so perfect.
Yes.
And we're of course talking about Mr. Toad over at Magic Kingdom, but the right. system that they put in place was easy. Mobile order, you could get up the two. That was it. It just made so much sense.
And I hope that is here to stay. I'm just putting that out there. Like I hope because actually the day that we're recording here, which is the 5th, Disney released their foodie guide for the 2023 Festival of the Arts.
And
Figment Popcorn's back.
I saw
Figment
it looked the same. Back. Did it look the same?
It was looks exactly the same. Color?
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Good.
And I am just thankful that I've got one. I don't have to worry about it.
Oh, I'm worried about it. I'm going to get one now.
Well, yeah. And you knew there would be one come back. My only question was, is it going to be different than the 2022 bucket? Was there a date on the strap around it? Or it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, I mean, I know mine has like the 50th
okay, that
Walt Disney World logo.
Well, but we're still in the 50th celebration.
Yeah, we're still in the 50th celebration. So,
oh, it's confusing. We're in the 50th and the 40th of Epcot and hitting the 100th of Disney.
I apologize. I pulled the photo back up.
Yes. What do you see?
It is the Epcot 40th.
Okay. Strap. As opposed to Walt Disney World 50 strap. I like that.
Yeah.
So it's different in that context. Oh, but you are right, Ed. We are celebrating all year. We celebrated Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, into the 51st anniversary of Walt Disney World.
Correct. Yeah, we've been about a year and a half into it, and actually they've extended it even more because it's going to March.
March 31st, yeah.
So we've made it almost like a year and three quarters.
18 months, yeah, maybe a little
longer. One-year celebration.
But the interesting part there, Ed, is the 100th anniversary, which is not Walt Disney World exclusively, starts later this month, I think on the 27th of January in Disneyland. So both are going to be happening at the same time.
Oh, no, it's great. I love these doubling up because you're going to see a lot of merchandise. They've already started coming out with a lot of the 100th merchandise, and I've seen a couple of snacks, too.
Yep. And they've even did some farewell to the Walt Disney World 50th merchandise.
Oh, my gosh.
So
come get it. Hurry up, please.
Yeah, merchandise is crazy.
Ching, ching. Okay, so we're moving on to March. And March, we had a movie release. Turning Red came out. Which I still actually have not seen, which I'm sorry to say. However, I heard it was pretty good. Fun. My family liked it. I've heard good reviews. What did you guys think?
Super fun. It is cute. Yeah. It's definitely, I feel like your typical like coming of age preteen, but with the 90s references, I thought it was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm. So it takes place in the 90s.
I would say it's awesome. It's a, I think it's,
early 2000s, late 90s. Yeah,
she's like in middle school, so if you're a an older millennial female, it's definitely a hits home, and it's a lot of fun. But nice. All ages do enjoy it, and I have a little one and they still thought it was great. So.
Very cool. So now March in the Park saw a lot of different things happening. The Tron ride over the Magic Kingdom work restarted again. So now it had gotten so far before the pandemic started, like they had broken ground majorly. They had put up a lot of steel and then it literally stopped for 2.5 years almost. So that started again. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little bit more tonight. The Epcot Experience closed in March 2022. And that was over at the Odyssey restaurant.
It was at the Odyssey, yes.
In that center room where they had that really great projections of the upcoming events to Epcot. I really got used to going into there and seeing that for a couple different visits. It's now a dining room with very little tables, not as many tables as that could definitely fit in the room. It was that set up for Food and Wine for most of the summer.
So. It was. And I don't know if Morgan has an update for you, but I do, because we just learned something today pretty amazing. That space is going to be opening as a Figment Center for the Festival of Arts. So the Odyssey is now a center location for Festival of the Arts 2023. I jumped way ahead, but that Epcot experience that you talked about, Ed, was awesome. I love going in there. I think the challenge was there were references to things that got canceled because of the pandemic, and Disney was in a spot where, well, we can't really talk about Mary Poppins, and we can't really talk about this new Spaceship Earth. And
they had edited it because I had gone there after Mary Poppins had been pulled out, at least of the video on the screen.
Right.
And they usually were doing the projections at the same time. But yeah, I know it definitely had its run.
It is a Figment Center, and we'll talk more about that in a future show because they're reusing that space, which is a beautiful space. It's a wonderful space. It was awesome for Food and Wine. Not as many tables and chairs as you would expect, but they were spaced out because I think we were still in a little bit of COVID. It did have the trash can that talked when you put garbage into it.
don't know if you guys ever ran into that, but I ran into that. I had no idea it was there. Put trash in it, and it was like, what? What? Where's that voice coming from? It's somebody in the can yelling at you. Classic Disney.
Love Very it. Cool.
Well, all I know is that I am excited for this called the Figment's Inspiration Station.
Thank you.
So I am excited for that, and I can't wait to check it out when we go in a couple weeks.
I bet there'll be some merch in there.
Yes, there is merch.
I'm sure there will be.
Or maybe that's your location to pick up the bucket.
You know what? They got so much space in there. That would be smart.
If I feel like they kind of are hinting towards that in the foodie guide that got posted, which you can see on the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. It feels like it is kind of hinting to that. And if that's the case, great. And it also talks about the munchlings, which are like the little dessert plush animals that have a smell. And it's their new cool merchandise line. So yeah.
More stuff to buy.
I'm happy my kids are a little older than that stuff.
Okay, so another sad closing at Walt Disney World over at the Polynesian in March was the closing of the Spirit of the closing of the Spirit of Aloha. I want to say Alani, I want to say Moana, I want to say everything but Aloha. The closing of the Spirit of Aloha restaurant and show. Now, that was over at the Polynesian, right over past, like right off the monorail, where they would have that live show. And you would have dancers and singers, and then they would bring this great, great luau food out, and you would have a great, great meal. We did it way back when with the kids when they were very young, and hadn't done it since. And literally, I didn't know they closed this last March until I saw the entire area was torn up and was just dirt, like around beginning of August.
That's
so,
what a DVC will do, huh?
I was going to say, I'm guessing they're putting DVC in
there.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. I did have the opportunity to do that once. I don't know if you guys had. And I was thinking about that today. My, it was probably about 12 years ago. I had a child in a high chair at the time. And so it was 12 or 13 years ago. and it was, you know what? It was memorable. It was good. It was one of those things I did at once. Probably wouldn't go back. But the nerd in me just looks over at Magic Kingdom and is thinking, I'd rather be over there. But that's me.
Yeah. If you do get heartsick for it, you can go over and see the Lion King show over at the Animal Kingdom.
That's right.
You got part of the show, you have one of the torch tossers and jugglers. It's pretty cool. So that's fun.
Very much.
So that's sad.
Morgan or Melissa, have you guys ever had the opportunity to experience that?
No, it was never something we were able to go over to. It would have been fun, though.
No, it was never something that my family was interested in.
When
I was a kid and it was there, my grandparents lived in Fort Lauderdale and there was a Polynesian show up the street that we went to.
Oh, sure.
Like, then. It wasn't a draw for us.
Right. Got it.
I'm just going to make my way to Alani and
Bingo for real. Bingo, bingo. I'm with you.
You know,
very cool.
A little bit more authentic over there.
Right.
Oh, I hope so.
Amen.
Also, Ed, in March, the minivans returned, and I love the minivans. Let me just tell you that it is very convenient as a family to be able to get onto my app and request a lift through minivan, and they have car seats. They're clean. They're safe. The drivers are amazingly sweet cast members. They have Disney music to play for you or any other music you want to play, and they'll tell you all sorts of fun facts while you're driving. So super happy to have them back.
Yeah, and I think there's at least two car seats in every car, which is great. And as somebody who travels with somebody who's handicapped, because my mother has an ECV, the minivans are amazing because if you don't want to take your own car place to place, you can just call the minivan. And you have to call it for the handicap, but yeah, it's awesome.
I think it's a little up in pricing now, but I've heard good reviews and the same thing you guys have been saying about it. So looking forward to maybe trying to use it.
I think if it's price is your issue, you're not doing a minivan. But in a situation like Melissa with a young kid or myself with somebody who's handicapped, minivan is your best option if you can't use the or don't want to use the Disney transportation like a bus or monorail or boat.
Mm-hmm. Or you just want a more efficient way.
Yeah. Well, right. Sure. If you want a more efficient way, you certainly still can use Lyft. through the traditional sense or Uber or any other rideshare cab service. But if you have more than three people, it can be challenging to find a Lyft or an Uber that will fit more than three people. Whereas good the point. Minivans have been very comfortable and we've traveled with four plus. So even when I first used it, it would have been in 2019. I think was the first time we experienced it. It was a little bit higher price than the traditional Lyft, but it was worth it. It was mm-hmm. a lot of fun and much better service.
I think the cool thing is you're getting into areas where a regular Lyft can't.
Yeah, that's another bonus.
That's mm-hmm. a huge point, right? So drop off at the Magic Kingdom is not the transportation center or the Contemporary. It's where the buses go. So that I think is a huge advantage to that transportation.
Sure.
And yeah, again, like how Melissa was saying that because it's cast members, they're giving you facts about the parks or facts about different things that you would not have known if you were driving with a regular, you know, Lyft or Uber driver because they don't work for Disney.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the other benefit is you can kind of cut your times in transportation. Like if I was going to take the bus to get somewhere for like a dinner reservation, I'm talking like an hour, hour and a half almost. I have to give myself ahead of time to get ready. Now it's a half hour with like a minivan.
Yeah. So, well, and if you have a dining reservation from a resort, it can be hard to get to a resort from your resort time. Unless it's something that's walkable from a park. And so that's typically when we've used it. And the other time we've used it is if transportation breaks down, maybe the buses or something. And we're on only a bus line. That's also very nice. Or a very early morning park, like a tour or something, just being able to have that pre-ordered and show up right to your resort, pick you up and take you there. Very convenient.
One less thing to worry about. That's great. Another big thing that came back was the meet and greets. So they were back with the characters. You can walk up, get some autographs and things like that with your characters. And the biggest event in March was the opening of that Star Wars Galactic Cruiser Hotel. The Halcyon was finally open.
Finally took its first passengers into orbit.
And we found out how much it was going to cost to get into orbit.
We did. Look, I think it's an amazing experience. I think it could be as a Star Wars fan. I think it's awesome. But there's a lot of other things I can do with that money when it comes to travel. And let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, because Sam, you were able to go there for a media event, so you got to experience it. But would you pay out of but would you have paid out of pocket for the full experience?
I would not want to go without all of the members of my family. And all of the members of my family are not into it as much as I would. And it would not make sense. So I guess what I'm saying, maybe Ed and I and Jimmy or somebody go somewhere. I don't know.
Now, what's cool about it is we have seen the entrance into Hollywood Studios, into Batu, which is very cool. I mean, it literally looks like a transportation terminal tunnel as you come out of it. So I do get that. I've seen videos of the bus ride. I'm sorry, the transport that gets you from space down to Batu. It's all great. It's very immersive. Yeah, it's definitely the next step after you're done with cruises and you want to definitely touch base with Star Wars. However, it will not be happening for the Mazzilli household anytime soon.
Well, unless you do Sam's suggestion and you, Jimmy, and him go, and I just want to see what the story would be.
We just got to wait and see. It's going to be interesting to see how Disney approaches this because there's a lot of availability when it comes to wanting to book that right now. And early on, there wasn't. I don't see any rewritability. Let's call it that.
The thrill is gone. If you've already been, the thrill is gone. If you haven't gone, it's because you don't want to pay that price.
And at some point, they're either going to need to adjust pricing or bring in a new experience or add something special to it. We'll see what happens. But we've heard rumors of a Life Day cruise, which is like the Christmas type thing. And I don't know if that changes the storyline or not. Did that put decorations up? Change the storyline? I don't know. Much longer conversation for another day.
Yeah, I know. But one real quick prediction for down the road, because I've heard a lot of different things. I've even heard predictions of closing the place. How about a one-day event? You pay a considerably less amount to have a full one-day event where you show up very early in the morning, you leave very late in the evening.
I get to experience it. Yeah,
right.
Get to experience it. Get to go through some of the things.
Tenth of what it costs, or something.
Yeah, maybe. yeah, you're not actually sleeping there, but you're going to eat there. And yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine him giving it up so soon, but we'll see.
No, me neither. Time will tell.
Yep, very cool. Okay, guys, we're moving on to April. And April had an event that they tried this year for the first time, and I will not be surprised to see it again next April. They had Halloween in April. They figured Christmas in July was a hit for so many years. Well, Halloween in April led us to all learn that April is the month opposite of October.
Halloway to Halloween is what they call Halloween. It.
That's so, exactly yeah. what they called it, halfway.
It was such a fun day to just, you know, see all the things that were going to come out, whether it was a streaming event, merchandise, to see Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party coming back. It was a nice celebratory day.
Yeah, very cool.
I think I watched Night Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus after all the announcements that day.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I was that in is. The Halloween cool. spirit.
I'm sure a lot of people
did that,
actually.
And that's exactly what Disney wanted you to do. Yeah. Do that and then book your trip.
Yeah.
Yep. And then book your trip. Now, another big, big announcement, an event that happened in April, was face masks were removed for everywhere in the parks. So no more on the buses, no more on the Skyliners. They were pretty much gone. For the most part, they were gone, I think, in every attraction. It was just transportation, which just baffled the hell out of me, because I could be on a bus and you're not close to anybody, but you're sitting next to somebody in PhilharMagic who's literally in your lap almost, in front of you, behind you, left and right of you, with no masks. So they made it all logical. They took them away.
Yeah, I was there in April when it was transportation only, doing the Run Disney race. And I can tell you, as early as you have to get up for a race, like talking like 2-3 o'clock in the morning to be there for a race, I forgot my mask every single time to get on that bus. And thank goodness they had the paper temporary ones. But yeah, I wasn't thinking about a mask. I was glad the next trip there was no masks.
Yeah, very cool. The last event I have for April was the Reedy Creek Improvement District was dissolved by the government of Florida. Which was wow. A lot of us knew what it was, but it definitely educated a lot of people about what was going on and how Disney basically ran their own little government down there to basically make sure everything works on the property.
Yeah, I don't know that really happened versus a threat, but anyway.
Oh, they literally, it was announced, and then 2 weeks later, they signed it into law. So now they're still trying to figure out how to do it, but the rumor has been going back and forth that they're going to reverse it anyway. So 2023, that's a prediction.
A whole long conversation there, but it ain't going to happen. It can't happen.
Okay, so moving on to May, we had another movie release, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which was really good, and it definitely led on a lot of questions for the next couple of movies.
I saw that Marvel movie, believe it or not. Jimmy's not here to hear me say that.
I was going to ask you about that, Sam, but I didn't want to like put you on the spot.
Yeah, so I saw it. It was cool.
I think that is big news in and of itself.
Yeah, I watched that. It was,
and there's a lot going on in that one. Unfortunately, you probably would have had to watch the Spider-Man movie before to kind of pick up some things.
That's okay.
I might have to go back on that.
I got plenty. I mean, I got plenty out of it.
Very cool.
One of the reasons I watched it is because I visited Disneyland and went to the Adventures Campus and wanted to do a little homework on some of the characters that were there, which is why I wanted to. And I'm glad I did, because I saw Doctor Strange there.
Oh, nice. That's cool. The other movie that came out in May was Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers, which, if you remember, is the cartoon on the afternoon of excitement, or what they call their afternoon.
Disney Afternoon.
It was great. And that was definitely one of the highlights of it. And they came out with a quote unquote live action-ish, cartoonish.
Part live action, part animated.
I saw this one. I watched it with my son. The Easter eggs are absolutely unbelievable, amazing. If you're into Disney animation, all over. Ed, I assume you saw it, Ed?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's on Disney Plus. I mean, it was like, whoa. It was cool.
Yeah, I love the way they did it. They actually brought 3D animation into the play, so it was really fun with that, to see them playing back and forth with it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect, so I liked it more than I thought I was going to like it.
Good.
Yeah, it was cute and nostalgic. I like the Easter eggs and the little callbacks to the 90s. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Definitely for that one.
Yep.
So now the biggest event that happened in May, and it was something that we'd been waiting for a long time, was the opening of the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
Oh boy, were we.
All right, no spoilers. I'm really still hoping to get on in February when we go.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Well, don't worry about it, Melissa. We're not going to ruin it for you. But the ride is incredible. And with all the different soundtracks, it's almost like it's a different ride each time.
Yeah.
I missed the Christmas version. Would have loved to have experienced
that. Yeah, definitely. Now, did they have a Halloween version also? Or is it just only the Christmas version?
No.
I think they should add... I feel like a Christmas version needs to be added, you know, this year. Because Christmas... Halloween.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That definitely needs to be added this year. And if you think about it, you could add a song for almost every holiday. Like... throw in American Pie for 4th of July, you know, like.
That would be good.
I expect that with the release of the new Guardians Volume 3, we might see another couple soundtracks changing. Added in or change ups. Yeah,
sure. Oh, no doubt. Now, not to ruin the ride, I will tell you, this is a ride that somebody will either get off and puke or get off and want to get right back on again. There isn't really any middle ground on this one. You're either dedicated or you're never going to go back on it again.
I agree with that.
Me, it's one of the best, and I can't really even call it a roller coaster now after being on it a couple of times, but it is a fun attraction. Wow, I feel self-conscious now. Melissa's telling me I can't talk about it.
Well, there's a reason why there's no lids on the garbage cans at the very end of the when you get off.
That's like a Disney fact. I'll have to watch for that.
When you get off, there's garbage cans without lids.
Now, though, the only person I know that did a code V, as they say, had a lot to drink before riding that ride.
Sure, that's probably a bad idea.
That was
a code V.
I
thought that was a protein spill.
It's been both. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
But keep this on going. That's why I don't ride Mission Space. Same thing.
Oh,
right?
No, Mission Space doesn't bother me.
Red does. The red side does.
Well, one thing that's cool though, I know Kim is not usually a roller coaster person, and she got one of those relief bands and was able to do Guardians.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So True. Anybody that has motion sickness,
super interesting.
Definitely get something so you can experience it, because Guardians is definitely worth experiencing.
Right. And I also recommend you wait at least 5-10 minutes if the line's short enough to get a picture taken in front of it, right by the spaceship. They do a lot of really cool characters they'll throw into it, or different scenes and such like that with you and your family.
Yeah.
Definitely very fun. Okay, moving on to June. We had the reopening of Finding Nemo the Big Blue in June.
The Big Blue.
Which was a little anticlimactic.
The Big Blue and Beyond.
Yes. It didn't seem to be as beyond as we thought it was going to be. and you can go back and hear us in a bunch of different shows talk about it. It was basically a shortened up version of the original Nemo play.
Yeah, I feel like when Ed, me, you, Jimmy, Kim, Hope was with us, and even my mom, we were all excited. I think
it had just opened too. I hadn't seen any videos. I hadn't heard any news about it. It's going in fresh.
I think we all sat when we all got up. It was kind of like, what?
Yeah, like, I was waiting for the new part to start. And actually, basically, it was just a lot of... sorry, Melissa, not to ruin it if you're going to go see that. But it's definitely worth seeing.
I did know that it was shortened.
Yeah, it's still definitely worth seeing. And I'm not knocking it for that. I just thought that the kind of little advertisement of it before they reopened it was a little misleading. And they kind of made it seem like it was going to be brand new as opposed to just basically shortened. But it was fun. Another big thing that opened back up was the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. Yeah. Now, I haven't done that in years, but it is a fun show. For those that don't know, this is the food and show that they have over at Fort Wilderness. And you basically book that in advance a long time, unfortunately. It's a couple bucks, but it is a crazy fun show.
It is.
It's on our list of things to do, and we just haven't been able to make it over there. But hopefully we'll be able to in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. The show's great. The food's incredible. The food I love because it's basically good old American food. It's the fried chicken. It's the corn on the cob coming in buckets. Very, very good family serving.
It all comes in buckets, I think.
It's great.
Maybe that's what we need to do as a group event for our 10-year anniversary during the meetup in November.
Not a bad idea. I think we're going to have a list of those to choose from.
Oddly, I've never done hoop-de-doo, so I am all for that.
It's just meant to be.
They used to have a smaller version of it in Frontierland at, what's the restaurant next to Pecos Bill's to the left of it?
The Golden Horseshoe.
Where they used to have a really kind of abbreviated show where they would have showgirls come in, dance on the stage, and kind of just do like a short show.
Disneyland. Yeah, currently they bring over food from Liberty Tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Now, I actually do remember that at the Golden Horseshoe. I remember seeing that as a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of a taste of it.
Yeah.
You got a lot more music. You got comedy. You get
taste
stuff like
of.
That
I thought we were done with those taste of things. Taste of Food and Wine Festival.
You're going to get that a lot.
They still have the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like this big music machine that has the metal or wood dials, and it plays the music through the, by clicking into the sheet of music.
Player piano?
Kind of. Yeah, right. It's really beautiful and it's a lot of fun when it does play. So you still can go to the Golden Horseshoe and have a little bit of entertainment. Not quite and the I same have, as dancers.
I have seen it open as a restaurant, without the entertainment. So definitely worth checking out if it's open again to see that. Another big new thing that came out in June was the movie Lightyear, which I just saw again literally the other day. Mm. And it was the story behind the toy Buzz Lightyear from the Toy Story movie. And that's the biggest thing you got to remember before you watch this movie, even if you had to tell yourself why you're watching it over and over again.
The idea is that it's the movie Andy watched and bought Buzz as a toy for. And so it's just a lot of fun to see what Andy thought of Buzz Lightyear. There's Easter eggs. There's callbacks to many of the same script and, why he has a little laser or anything. I really wish Andy would have had the cat. The cat is popular in our house.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of tie-ins with Star Wars too. So if you're a Star Wars fan,
that's true.
It's very similar and fun jokes with Star Wars.
Well, I was using that as the example as far as what it is. The movie we saw Star Wars, and we have all our Star Wars toys from it. Mm-hmm. You have your Luke Skywalker toy, and you have your Darth Vader toy. He has Zurg.
Yeah.
So very, very cool. And then the last thing that happened in June was a sad item. Something that I've been looking forward to since the news came about it was announced. The high-speed rail from Orlando International to Walt Disney World area had been officially canceled. They were talking about doing it or moving it or having problems, but the word came down. It was officially canceled, done deal, not going to happen. They needed that. That would have been so key. I think
they needed it, or Universal needed it.
Well, the story I had heard, the station would have been in downtown Disney.
Right.
And then from downtown Disney, you would have been then either bused or moved from there to your hotels. But again,
That wasn't a Disney project, right? That was a Florida thing, right?
It was a Florida project, but I thought that's where the station had been planned.
And I feel like that, and I think the thought process was that's why Magical Express was taken away, because we were going to have the Brightline train.
Right. And Disneyland Paris actually has that kind of setup. They have the train that comes in from Paris to their Disney Springs or their downtown Disney area, where you get dumped out and you can walk to the hotels from there, or you bus to them. So it would have been great. Maybe we'll see it down the road. You never know. Okay. We've gone half a year. We're moving on to July now. In July, we got the announcement finally that Splash Mountain had a new name, and it was really, really going to be closed. Tiana's Bayou Adventure was officially announced in July.
Yeah. There you go.
I was waiting for the reaction to that one.
Yeah,
It's a weighted reaction, because there's quite a bit of passion behind this change, and again, not giving anything away for 2023, but we're gonna be seeing a Tiana sequel as a on Disney Plus.
Yeah,
and hopefully those will coincide with dates.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now, I tell you what, if Jimmy was here, he'd be going over how there are no mountains in Louisiana or New Orleans.
There are no hills in Louisiana.
My theory is this is going to be a completely different experience. I would not be surprised to see the mountains perhaps even be torn down or taken apart and be not become part of the ride itself. We might get the full rebuild.
So the biggest, and I had some very similar questions at Expo for some of the Imagineers. And some of the answers were, there aren't mountains in New Orleans. And I want to talk to Jimmy about this, by the way, because he and I could go back and forth. There's not mountains, but there's some hills. And the hills happen to be salt mines. So when you go inside of those hills, they're salt mines. And they have visual representations, what it looks like. And by the way, wouldn't it be interesting if there was a secret ingredient in the gumbo that she was making that she had to go to the salt mines to get that secret ingredient, right? So there you go. Now, another interesting thing is this, and think about this when you look at the concept art, because the concept art has a huge water tower in front of it, right? Disney is awesome at forced perspective. The hill for Splash Mountain is only 45 feet tall. They've done everything they can to make that briar patch bring you forced perception to make it look higher than it is.
Yeah.
Now what they do is they take all of that out and they use the reverse trick on you by putting this huge water tower to make it look smaller than it is. So the whole goal of this transformation is to make it look smaller than it previously was, so that they can get away with this story of you're going into the hill to get this ingredient, blah 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 blah. That's,
you know,
we'll see what happens.
That's a great idea too, but you just brought up another theory, is that I never thought about it. We never thought, would we be the animals when they're the frog, and or the frogs as they're moving around the movie? Could that be part of this attraction? No,
they've talked about, because you've seen concept art and it's Tiana as a human. Mm-hmm. So I don't
but at least part of it.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Sam's story is kind of what they're describing it, is that Tiana is going on an exploration, which, you know, kind of leads into what Melissa was saying. I also saw some concept art for the Tiana sequel series that's coming this year. So I feel like we're going to be human. We're going on an exploration with Tiana, and We're
going to find this ingredient, which, by the way, this ties into her restaurant
at Disneyland. Why are we getting it at Disney World?
Tiana's place.
Look out, Pecos Bills. We're going to get one. Mark my word there.
Oh, I hope not.
We're going to. It's going to be Tiana's restaurant.
Yeah, I suppose so.
This all ties together. So I'm wondering, this new movie, when you see a restaurant in this new movie, that's going to be your tie-in, because Disneyland, they already started and showed concept art of where that restaurant is going, which is in New Orleans Square. They have a little better thing. Disney World, you don't have a New Orleans Square, but now you're going to bring in this New Orleans component. So do you sacrifice Pecos Bills to become this restaurant?
Does the Tiana taking over Pecos Bill then start to expand into Liberty Square? And you're sort of in this no longer a Western, because some of that area between Liberty Square and current day Splash Mountain is not very relevant to many of
You
know, visitors coming. They don't love that. You know, no one's really using the shootout kind of space. They don't know who the bears are. The rest of it is sort of dead space that has a small store, that you could easily just sort of sweep that hole into a more blended land.
Sure.
That would loosely make more sense with Tiana than it would Tiana being in the West.
Yeah, right. And it could loosely be that area, because from her time frame in Louisiana, it is kind of a rustic time of history, not, you know, Western type rustic, but definitely it would tie in.
It's the 20s.
If you think about it, it could go more into the bayou aspect of Louisiana.
Bayou adventure.
It wouldn't take much, and Jimmy would probably disagree, being the, you know, Louisiana.
We got to do a Tiana show with him. Yeah, yeah.
It's yeah. But if you think about it, it wouldn't take much redoing a Frontierland to give it a bayou vibe.
Probably not.
Sure.
You know.
Yep. And then if you still want a little Pecos Bill's menu, meaning that if that's where your concern was, because Pecos Bills, it had some nice ambiance as far
as
Western
went. It's mostly Southwestern, so it's
but
right?
It was, yeah, but it wasn't 100% like really, really like decorated. You have the Tortuga Tavern. So they have basically the same menu over there. So you could still get your tacos. You could still get your burger and chili and things like that.
The Caribbean. Yeah, it makes sense.
And, I would like to have a Tejano's place, to be actually honest with you. I think that's a great idea. I'm looking forward to this.
Mama Odie's Cajun restaurant is Pecos Bill.
Oh, you know what? Mama Odie's is going to be the store underneath Space Mountain, I bet, because they have that little store in there that's very well themed with the animals.
Oh, yeah.
It's living been under
Splash Mountain.
Forever. Yeah, under Splash Mountain.
So now that I could see that being with all the glass, colored glass in there and stuff like that and windows and such.
There's a big, so I don't think that's not opening until 2024. So
we need to set up a show for this one. We got to do some imagination. We have some time.
There is some to have. And it's going to lead into the question, because I love what the two of you just came up with, because my focus has been what's beyond Big Thunder, not what's between Liberty Square and Splash Mountain, which is a whole other question. Yeah. But who knows? It's going to – there's something
coming. Big Thunder is not that far away from Tiana's time frame. I mean, we could put – Big Thunder in the 1890s.
Well, that's my,
you know. No, but it kind of makes sense as you travel westward. You're in Liberty Square, so you're in the colonies. Then you kind of get into the Midwest, southern region. Then you get to Louisiana, and then you just sort of skip right into, Southwest America, and then you're done.
Cover it all.
I love how, I've been on in a while, but we always get off topic and away from Ed's list. But this gets back to them. They've broken the theme so many times of the original Magic Kingdom, when you start at Cinderella's Castle and you're in medieval times, and then you head towards the Harbor House, and you're crossing over into the harbor, into the west, and the dates on the buildings get older and older as you go into the Old West. And then they put Rapunzel's bathrooms right in the middle of it, and it doesn't fit, but it's there. And now you put Tiana in it. It doesn't fit, but it's there. Is what it is. We'll keep moving past July.
Yeah. Well, we're still in July, and the Lion King show is back to the full show again. They had definitely shortened it a little bit, and they had taken out some parts. Now, when we were there, the thing that I didn't see was the animal calls. Like, they weren't doing this section is the giraffe, so they have to sound like a giraffe, and this section was the lions. I still think that whole generation of everybody breathing out is still not allowed.
Yeah, maybe.
But I could be wrong.
Tumble monkeys are back, Ed.
That was the best part about it. Yeah. That was like the main reason to enjoy that situation. There was other parts of it that were back too.
But more importantly, the tumble monkeys.
Yes.
Right. Very cool. Victoria and Albert's opened up again over at Grand Floridian. Also, when the time had been down, they did some refurbishing in there. So it's a little different. Have not been there since our honeymoon, but it's a very, very nice place.
Top of my list to go to.
We did the Queen Victoria room for our 20th anniversary. That's been a little while, and that was the last time I was in there.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. We ate in the kitchen.
Chef's table.
It was fun.
Chef's table. Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
And that was.
You guys were going. You guys went all
that's
out.
What you do on your honeymoon, man.
But that was part of the dining plan at the time, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
We took advantage of that. Okay. So, real quick, July.
You know why we can't have nice things? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding.
The other big thing that happened in July was the release of the Magic Band Plus. They had been advertising this new Magic Band, and they finally had released it. We were down there. We got ourselves one and had some fun playing around with it. I hope they really expand and they continue to expand what you can do with this thing, because I think that will be very helpful. They've just also just released, and this is a little of the 2023, but they just released a couple new ones for 2023, and one of them is a Figment Band.
Nice.
So there's some good things out there. I got one of the Star Wars ones. I had fun time in Batuu becoming a guild member of the Bounty Hunters Guild.
Very cool.
I'm an official member now, and I'm making cash off of them. I used it to find some golden statues and have them talk to me and do some magical things with AR and stuff like that on the app. And what was the other thing you could do with them?
With the fireworks.
Oh, right, right. They light up and they match the fireworks and the colors like that. I was able to see Harmonious a couple times with the magic bands, and it was really, really fun watching.
It was cool. I mean, did you find yourself looking at your watch, or were you holding it up, or how exactly did you do it?
I was just holding it up.
Just hold it
everybody,
up.
Everybody kind of was.
Yeah.
I got to imagine it's even better now. So I can't wait to get back down there with a lot more people having them.
Right.
Yes. And you really don't have to have people holding them up. I mean, they were just lighting up wherever, you know, hands were held down by their sides and stuff like that.
So I got a question for you, Ed. How was it different having that, needing to charge it? Did you have to worry about it? How did that change your trip?
Charging it was an issue. I have not gotten past the whole idea of trusting it for a full day. Right. However, I bring a battery pack with me anyway to charge my phone. So that's just going to be part of that. The downside, I said this in an earlier show, is that the charging cord in the cable is a massively different looking charging cord. It literally fits around the magic band and it charges it that way. Yeah, it's $8 if you lose it, which could be a lot more. To be honest with you, they could have charged you a shitload for
that. That's
excuse me.
Yeah.
So that's not that bad. And I tell you what, I did get through a full day of playing around a Batu and doing some of those statues.
And that's using it. You're tapping it. Right. You're using it. It's okay.
But I do have to do that a couple more times to really get to know it better. I'm sure there's been people testing it around. Now, the question is, do you get a second one, though? Because it did cost $40-something.
That's right. Well, if everybody in the family has one, now you got to charge four of these things up in the room at night. I mean,
well, Disney's
that was actually the conversation we just had was our upcoming trip. We don't have any of the 2.0 plus bands or whatever they're called now. And so whether we were going to use the hotel discount and get a couple. And I was like, how many chargers are we going to need? We're going to need to bring like a power strip, just our phones, tablets. Yeah,
well,
you
don't
know,
forget, most of the Disney, are you staying on property? Because most of the hotel rooms now, and even some off-property hotels, have a lot of USB ports in the rooms.
They do, but man, four magic bands.
I got a lot of USB ports.
There's cameras.
Sure.
Everyone's got a watch. Everybody's got a phone.
Yeah, I got a power strip I have to take. I mean, that's another show to look forward to every year from the Disney Nerds podcast is the what gadgets are you taking? Because it changes. Right. It's amazing how much it changes.
Very true. Very, very true.
But we're definitely, I am going to buy at least two. And I'm having a hard time picking which ones because there are so many options now. I felt like in the beginning it was only just a couple and there was pages we were scrolling through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do have to say, though, that the one big thing from November when I went with the Magic Band is I forgot to charge it before I left my house.
Oh, charge it and update the firmware, right?
Yeah, it was updated. You know, I didn't have to worry about updating it, but I didn't charge it because I was like, okay, I don't have to use it. I didn't use it yet, so it's probably charged from the last time I charged it. They were dead. So luckily, I used my Apple Watch. So that's the biggest thing that I learned in November was charge it like the day before you're leaving, like when you're packing and everything.
That's a great point because I got to the point, and I think we talked about it, where I stopped wearing a Magic Band because my Apple Watch and the mobile piece of the app did everything I needed it to. Mm-hmm. But now with Magic Band Plus, there are a whole bunch of things that the app doesn't do and the watch doesn't do.
Yeah.
Right. So now it's back to having two devices that I'm wearing.
You got your back.
Is that going to change? I don't know. You got to wait and see. I don't see my Apple Watch lighting up for fireworks, but you never know.
Right. And actually, why not, though? That definitely could be done.
Yeah.
They just have to work with Apple and get that to be done. Apple
would also
have
to give up their revenue stream.
Well, sure. but I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, I hope they come up with some better things as we continue on.
It's here, finally. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
Anyone cool. get a Hey Disney at home yet? The Amazon? I mean, anyone get one? They're available. You can buy them.
Oh, right. No, I haven't.
Other piece of the big launch. Right?
I remember hearing about it way back when. I just never really heard anything more about it.
If you go to Amazon and search for it, you'll find it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure. The big movie release for July was Thor Love and Thunder. The fourth Thor movie, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
And, a lot of fun.
Really good. Big summer movie. It was a good movie.
I have issues with it, but that's just personal.
Okay, so moving on to August. We had some happy news and some sad news. Just two stories I'm going to talk about. Okay. The Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique were all coming back and opening up again. The H2O Plus bath products that are in all the hotels were going away at the end of the year. So as of now, 2023, they no longer are the products in the hotels. They've moved on to something else, which I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah, I don't
either. The big rush of everybody going online to buy those products was hilarious.
I mean, the products aren't going away. Disney's just not having them in anymore, right?
Right. Yeah. Who knows how much back supply they have and how long it's going to last before they actually get rid of them. That's However, I'm looking forward to hearing what they do have in the room. So if anybody finds out, let us know.
I'll be there in a little over 2 weeks, so I'll let you know.
There you go.
I hope they get rid of the pump bottles.
Those aren't going away.
Yeah, those aren't going away.
Yeah, that's a shame. Anyway, so that was
basically August. That's not Disney, though. That's an industry thing. That's not Disney.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. September was a D23 month, and this is the only month we're going to talk about some of the predictions and some of the things coming to the parks and coming to Disney World. Happily Ever After fireworks will be returning, we found out. Harmonious is going away. Figment, there's going to be a Figment meet and greet. That's going to be set up at Epcot.
Yeah, cool. Can't wait to hear more about that one.
There's going to be a Pixar Place Hotel in Disneyland.
So, Morgan, what do you think the chances are of that being in the new Figment station at Epcot and them surprising us with that meet and greet in there?
That's not big enough. That would be awesome. My little inner child / Disney nerd would probably do like a little fangirl squeal.
They could line them up outside at the Odyssey, really.
I'm just thinking. I mean, because we know that's coming. Seen anything.
I can't imagine them not having them over by the Imagination Pavilion.
Me
though.
Too. I'm with
it's
you.
That where all the, yeah. the defunct after ride activities that don't ever work are. That's clear.
Yeah,
you're right. They're about 75% active right now.
They're getting ready for Figment to go in there.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, there's a lot of them that were working the other day, or last time I was in there. Okay, some other things. The California Adventure Pacific Wharf will be reimagined again. So that's going to be the third time, I think, or fourth time that they've done that.
Well, no, Pacific Wharf, not the Pixar Pier. Not the pier, okay. The wharf. That's a different area. So the wharf is right now at San Francisco, right? If you think about California Adventure, the area that was the boardwalk where the California Screamin' was, that became Pixar Pier with the Incredicoaster. Now what you're talking about is the area that was pseudo-themed like San Francisco that had the bread shop and that kind of stuff. So it's a good fit in there. I think mm-hmm. so. San Francisco, make it San Francisco. Is that what they call it?
Right.
San Francisco.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So that was basically some of the major D23 announcements. I'm sure there's plenty more. You can let us know what we missed.
There was that guy I saw on stage about the Indiana Jones thing. And yeah, that was cool.
That guy.
Expo was cool.
Yeah, very much so. They had a hurricane in Florida in September. The first of two, we found out eventually. This was Ian. He came in and it was a tough, tough hurricane. It definitely flooded Florida and it was a really, really bad storm. 2 days parks were closed, 2.5 days.
At least.
I believe.
I think at least 2 days.
Yeah. But they got up and running right after it passed through. So give them a lot of credit on that. And as far as the openings in September, the character dining has returned. Ohana, Asker House, Crystal Palace, Cape May Cafe were back on the reservation lists to have character dinings.
That's big. Big part of a lot of vacations, a lot of memories with little kids at those places, that's for sure.
Sure. Yeah. Very much so. Very much so. Okay, moving on to October. And October started out with some bad, bad, sad news. Angela Lansbury passed away.
Yeah.
Along with that, Genie Plus price increased. So we went, what, a year? Less than a year before the price increase happened?
Mark your calendar, a new annual event.
Yeah, I know, right? the holiday overlay was announced for the Cosmic Rewind Guardians.
Would love to have been able to do that. Yeah.
Yep, I know. So here's a big one in October. Miguel Arriabas or Arribas. Those are the glass blowers there. The different places they have over in Mexico at Epcot.
In Mexico, yeah.
And they have it on Main Street. They have a glass blowing place.
Right.
And it's
they have one in, yep. 50-year anniversary with the Disney company.
Wow, so they were there right there. They were right there in Disneyland. Yep. Just so a couple months
that's
in.
That's pretty cool. And in October, we celebrated Epcot's 40th anniversary.
During Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, waiting for them to turn 51 on that
day. I have to admit, I was wanting more celebration for the 40th, but you know.
Yeah, yes, actually was kind of subdued, but I think the 50th kind of downplayed the 40th. The 50th for
and the fact
Walt
that
Disney World.
Epcot is still under construction. You can't really celebrate.
That didn't happen, yeah.
I lost my original bet, Ed, if you go back to when we did this last year and we were speculating as to when Guardians of the Galaxy would open, my money was on the 40th anniversary of Epcot in the middle of the 50th anniversary, but I was off by 6 months because they opened that way sooner. So
I was wrong.
I might owe Jamie
care about the anniversary.
No, I just thought they'd save it for that for a reason. Yeah. But.
Right.
It was a good reason to be wrong. It opened up earlier.
Yeah, no, but it was relatively subdued. You're right, Morgan. Hocus Pocus 2 and Disenchanted were both released on Disney Plus for October. Two Halloweenish type movies. Well, actually, one Halloween movie and one just part two. I haven't seen Hocus Pocus 2. I did not plan to, or do not plan to.
I watched it. Just I heard to it see was good. Yeah, it was nice.
I didn't know that about you, Ed. Like, I don't know what to think. I mean, Morgan, what are we going to do about this?
I don't know. I'm questioning my friendship with Ed now.
I watched it. I did.
I said I with Ed, we're still good, Sam. You know,
and I watched two Guardians movies, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely so. Moving on to November. November, the big events. We had the Disney Nerds Podcast 9th annual meetups. Awesome. However, the meetups were definitely subdued in that we had the second hurricane of the year hit Florida in Hurricane Nicole. And unfortunately, well, let's say fortunately, it wasn't as bad as Ian. Yeah. Unfortunately, though, the flights up and down the East Coast were still canceled all throughout the 3 days that it was going around. So a lot of us missed out on the trip this year. However, the people did make it. Only had really a day and a half, or not even that, of bad weather. Everything else was great.
Yeah, the park closed for one full day, and then the next day everything was open by like noon, 2 o'clock-ish, which was good because everything opening that noon, 2 o'clock-ish, that was Thursday, which was our Splitsville event. So, you know, we were sitting there Wednesday like, what's going to happen to our Splitsville? And they called Jimmy that morning and said, do you guys still want it? Jimmy was like, yes, you know, we're still coming. And we still had a great time at Splitsville, even though we did miss you guys.
Yeah. Awesome. Nail biting up until the event. We always have something that kind of gets in the way every year. You just never know.
Can we like just knock on wood, get some rabbit's feet, find some four leaf clovers so nothing happens for the 10th this November?
I know. Exactly. We'll have to see. November, another big announcement and a big return was the return of Fantasmic. So now Fantasmic came back and it wasn't closed entirely because of just pandemic and employee issues. They really redid the show itself. I haven't had a chance to see it yet and I haven't seen videos of it either. I'm trying to hold out until I get down there and see it in person. Yeah,
it's the right thing to do.
But I've heard some great news about it. So
it is it's brighter, it's bigger, it's awesome. It's a great show.
Great. Do they got the restaurants on top serving too? Are they open?
Yes, they were. The little booths up there. Grab a beer, grab a popcorn.
And as weird as that sounds, they have like the oddest food up there that you don't find anywhere else. So it's always good checking them out.
Yep.
We had two other things that happened. Black Panther Wakanda came out in November, which I haven't seen that yet. I'm looking forward to coming to Disney Plus. The other big thing that happened was Bob Chapek he left the Disney company and Bob Iger came back. So that was just a little bit of news. We're not going to get too much into the details of it. We could go for a little while, but that definitely changed up things and hopefully for the better. We'll see.
Yeah, that's a whole other subject. That's a whole other show.
it is. And there were so many factors going on and things that happened that, here's the interesting part. We know that Mr. Iger is back for 2 years, so he's got to find somebody else. See what happens.
That's 2 years. Are we going to start hearing the rumors about him running for president? Does that mean?
I don't know. It's interesting. There was a lot going on. clearly. And I think we mentioned earlier the whole Rady Creek Improvement District, and put that on top of other things. There were so many areas where I, as a fan, am going, Disney, why are you involved here? And even as a shareholder going, why are you even saying that? I just leave it go. And I think that's one part of the reasons why he's not there.
Yep.
And the stock hasn't done well. Blame it on pandemic, but the results weren't what the board wanted. That's the bottom line.
Sure. And they acted, and we saw the results. So again, we'll see. Now we'll probably talk about this in the 2023 review show next year to see if we did see a difference or if anything changed. I do know the prices of the parks went up.
So. But that wasn't it. That's a.
I know. It's a bland event every year.
Yeah.
But you say that every year. If you're going to blame somebody.
But if you look at it, so, and I saw somebody went through the numbers earlier where what was included before the pandemic and what you're now paying extra for. And it was things like, okay, FastPass is gone, you're buying Genie Plus. You used to get Magical Express, now you're paying for that. You used to get your Magic Bands free, now you're paying for those. And when you add all those things up, it's a fair amount of added cost for a family of four.
Yes.
That used to be free just before the pandemic. And now, whether it's because of or the opportunity to after the pandemic, it's no longer free. You need to buy these things.
Well, that was one of the big complaints coming out about the last 3-4 years, not just pandemic wise, but how the park was becoming a little bit more cheaper on some of these things.
Yeah.
Add in paying for parking at the resort.
Parking was another one. Add that. Yes.
And that's a major one because
Parking was so, if you get Genie Plus every day for a family of four with this increased pricing, you're adding a significant piece. I mean, what's it cost to transfer a family of four? $100 from the airport over? That's $200.
Sure.
It adds up, is all I'm saying.
And hopefully we'll see like a bit of an ease on that. I mean, it's just the way it is. Prices do go up. We understand that. But coming up with additional ways to charge us for items, maybe we don't need that as much.
Right.
Yeah. I think I've said it before that if they wanted to charge us for all these things, I rather would have been like, I guess the ignorance is bliss. Add that into the annual increase that you do on the ticket prices. Like,
that's right.
Okay, you get Genie Plus, but you know, that's, your that ticket's going because, up this much.
Yeah, I understand.
Right, that is true because they do increase the prices in addition to adding all the other costs on to going to the parks, which is
kind of making it harder to be a nerd and get down there as often as we want to. That's what it's doing.
It is. It is very much so.
For all of us.
Okay, let's move on to December, though, because we're almost to the end of the year, and it almost seems like it just happened. December, the 100-year anniversary merchandise started hitting the parks. We've been starting to see that more and more so now.
We knew that was coming, man. That D23, well, sure. We knew that was going from 50 to 100, and I think it looks cool.
But in addition to that, we're seeing the finale of the 50th anniversary stuff. So it is going to be very, very crowded in the stores for about 2 or 3 months. Ed?
Remember that was the early on, it was supply chains issues. That's why we can't get things. Were there things held up that long, or is this just stuff?
I think they actually planned it out this time around, where they released stuff at different times of the 50th since it was so long.
To my understanding, the pictures that I've seen of this, it's like the farewell to magic, or some kind, which
they put another saying on it. Okay.
Yeah, they put another.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, it's like the Illuminations Last Call or whatever they did.
Sure. Yeah, it's all the merch they do when things go away, specialized. Like
final wrap on Osborne Lights.
And this comes to what Melissa said earlier. She was talking about the Magic Band. Well, they do have a 50th anniversary Magic Band, or at least one of them, maybe two or three of them out there, Magic Band Plus. So does that come into your decision process where you'll have a piece of history now that's going to go away and they won't have any more, quote unquote?
It was on my top list for that very reason. But you also might start seeing some of this stuff hitting the outlet in Orlando as they start switching from 50th to farewell 50th and then to 100th.
And maybe that's why there's a little overlap here. Although, Ed, the Magic Band I want is Walt Disney World 50, Epcot 40, and Disneyland 100 all on one Magic Band. That's what I want. Because this is the only month you can buy that. Right
now,
but it's
great.
That's
three Magic Bands. Yeah, yeah. We'll see.
You need to get your Sharpie out and just start writing around it.
Yeah, I got a Cricut machine. I can make you some decals.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, Ed's going to help me with my 3D printer. I'll just do that one that way.
But I tell you, Melissa made a great point. This summer, I think the outlets are going to be out of control. The spring and summer, because of all that 50th stuff, they're going to have to dump for the 100th. So we'll see. We'll see. Now, the biggest news of December, we had the holidays. We had all these things go on. But the biggest news was that the train in the Magic Kingdom was running again.
Finally.
It's been closed since pre-pandemic. It's been closed for construction of Tron. So it's been closed for so long. Remember the little exit from Space Mountain? You had to cross over the track, the tracks in the back there. You had the little guy like leading you over it and stuff.
When you realized how skinny the tracks really were?
Yes. Yeah, the gauge was crazy. But anyway, so it's completely so it's now completed and the train is running again. I cannot wait to get back and try a train.
New spiel, right? Completely new narration. Everything's new. Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet, but that's definitely on my list as far as I need the recording. So we'll get that.
I'll tell you what, there was something about hitting Disneyland around the expo and just hearing the train come around the corner. And it was so missing for 5 years.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear that. It's like being back by Haunted Mansion and hearing the howl every once in a while, right? It's in the back of your mind and you hear it, but you don't. But then when it's not there and you realize it's not there, you're like, wait, where's the train?
How many times
I was looking? Wait, there's a train. Oh, no, it's the boat. It's the steamboat.
Sure. That's what I'm saying. I was going to say the same exact thing. There's so many times I heard the whistle on the Liberty Bell, and I'm like, the train, it must be on the back there. No, it wasn't. It was the Liberty Bell.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So that has been resolved. The train is back and running, so definitely looking forward to that.
How are your Magic Bands there, Morgan? What have you been doing?
I got 3 Magic Bands for November.
Three for November?
So
for you or for 3 different people?
No. These are all mine. That's how crazy I went.
Wow.
So you got the Epcot 40, the 50th?
No, I don't have the 40th. I've got the 250th, and I got the Star Wars one.
Nice.
That's the one I have.
So
I'm not liking how everybody's getting that same one, though. So I'm
seeing you're going to have to do something with it.
Yeah.
I got a Mickey. It's back to December, Ed. Although before I go there, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, super cool. We were talking about the Christmas overlay. September 21st, they just should run September as the song over and over for every train. Do you remember? That just would be so cool. The 21st day of September. Anyway.
That would, be
the Guardians overlay and, of course, the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. Did you guys catch that on Disney Plus?
Kevin Bacon? Right. I forgot. Yes,
that
I
was
did.
So cool.
That very well done.
Interesting to watch. My wife came in the middle of it and looked twice and goes, "What the hell are you watching?" Out of context, it's pretty bad. But that was good. That was expected.
It was very well done. Believe it or not, I think we're all expecting the Star Wars holiday special, and that's why our expectations were set so low.
And they could have made some interesting references to it, or at it, which they chose not to do, probably because it's in family versus out of family. But along those lines, 2022 was an awesome year. There were a couple of things that I was a little disappointed with, but you take the good with the bad, and every time something opens, something closes, and anything stand out as disappointment that I hate to be down on Disney, but man.
I think just the nickel and diming. I don't have really anything else that stands out.
I am a DVC member. The Boardwalk is my home resort. Love the Boardwalk. Love sneaking out of Epcot every once in a while to go and run into the ESPN club to catch a game or to get that. I watched the Penguins win the Stanley Cup in that place after leaving Epcot, and it's not coming back, man. And that is so disappointing. Just one example, but it is what it is. We get new things. We move on. I guess I'll eat cake. Or question for viewers out there, send in to questions at the Disney Nerds podcast. Where is the go-to place now to watch a football game or catch a sporting event? Do I need to get a bus and go to Springs to City Works, or is
Splitsville,
or is the Big River Brewery on the Boardwalk a good alternative? Or am I going over to Shula's? Shula's used to have a pretty good setup for football.
You are right, though. This shouldn't be a question. This should be someplace you know where you'd go.
And I did.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yep. Now, and I tell you what.
Showcase, 7 o'clock. There's a game coming on. Hey, guys, I'll see you after Illuminations. You know exactly where I'll be.
Disney usually sees holes like this. Let's see if they do. Maybe a year down the road, we'll see something pop up. And we were talking earlier, a sports bar is not a tough thing to set up very quickly either. So I would not be surprised to see something in a couple months all of a sudden appear, perhaps. You never know.
We were talking about the Odyssey earlier. I remember, and I had videos on the channel of the World Cup Central in 2014 was inside the Odyssey.
Yep.
Where they were showing World Cup games all day long, every day. And the audience that they had in there was amazing. Those guys were into it, right?
Sure.
You're in Epcot. Hey, you guys go have a fun time. I'm going to go watch the game for a couple hours and I'll catch
up. You sell a lot of beer.
They sold a lot of beer inside the Odyssey.
Expensive beer.
Yeah.
Expensive beer, yes.
But I mean,
just as importantly, what goes into ESPN? That's a lot of real estate to just be empty on Boardwalk, where people, there's multiple resorts, Swan, Dolphin, Boardwalk, Beach, Yacht. There's a lot of people there. That has a good footprint. It has a sports footprint. I think it just needs some time and something else will come back in.
Yeah.
They've already announced what's going in there.
But somewhere else, maybe.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
And it might be the Big River Barbecue. They got some TVs in there. Not a lot, though. They don't have the whole, I don't know. ESPN is a huge franchise for Disney.
Yeah.
It's not like they took something. It's not like they took out the Rock and Roller Coaster, which isn't them, right? They took out their franchise.
Maybe this is some pre-news that we don't officially know about. Maybe ESPN might be parting ways with Disney down the road.
You still have the ESPN Sports Complex, but you don't know. Who knows? Mr. Iger, what's in the cards? What are the cards?
The ESPN Sports Complex very easily become the Walt Disney World Sports Complex.
Well, it was the ABC Wide World of Sports, right? So it wasn't that long ago they rebranded it. But what does come next? I don't know. That's the way the company goes is going to be interesting.
Yeah,
at $85 bucks, I'm a buyer of the stock.
Well, it was pretty low in the last couple months. So
it got there.
Okay, guys. So that's the review of 2022 from the Disney Nerds. Unfortunately, we've gone a long time and we're not going to bring you 2023 tonight, but definitely stay tuned for part two.
We missed Disney's fifth cruise ship, the Disney Wish set sail in 2022.
Cool. Okay.
But other than that, that's wrapping up 2022. Stay tuned next week when we talk about 2023 because we just ran out of time because we got on tangents. We talk about things like Bob Iger and we talk about things like Tiana's, all that good stuff. We'll see you guys next time.
Okay, guys, for Sam, for Morgan, for Melissa, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds, and we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Congaloosh.
Have a magical night. Hakuna Matata.
TTFM. Ta-ta for now.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free. So hurry back. We would like your company.
I had 15 different directions to go there and
pick one.
Tried to do that.
Speaking of multiverse,
which Ed are you?